Hello, folks. Welcome back to Indaba Africa. This is Chris coming to you from central Pennsylvania once again. News out of the U.S. Department of State today. The United States' Foreign Secretary, our Secretary of State, Anthony J. Blinken, met with South African Foreign Minister Naledi Pandor in London. Winking, blinking, and nod. Secretary Blinken and Foreign Minister Pandor underscored the need to expand global vaccination production and to cooperate on climate ambition and regional security issues such as the ongoing violence in Mozambique. Secretary Blinken conveyed the importance of multilateral organizations in addressing humanitarian human rights crisis, including Ethiopia's Tigray region. Secretary Blinken and Foreign Minister Pandor reiterated their commitment to advance planning for bilateral strategic dialogue. This is from State Department spokesperson Ned Price. Spokesman, Ned, right? Anyway, that's the statement from the U.S. Department of State today. Now, I'm curious what wasn't discussed in the meeting. Perhaps, for instance, now, we should know that the U.S. and South Africa have a bilateral strategic exchange, which has been in place since the Clinton administration after the all-race democratic elections took place back in 1994. So that strategic dialogue has been there forever, and the U.S. and South Africa meet periodically to have a strategic dialogue. But these two foreign ministers have met today, and I'm curious about the following issues, where they discussed in this meeting. How about the fact that South Africa is no longer eligible for the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act? This is a piece of legislation which gives South Africa duty-free access to the United States for thousands of products and services, and they profit immensely from this. U.S.-South Africa trade is close to $20 billion per year before the pandemic, and South Africa has abrogated property rights. With the introduction of a expropriation without compensation piece of legislation in the parliament, they have abrogated their responsibility for property rights. Respecting property rights and protecting property rights is paramount to qualify for the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act. South Africa should be struck from the rolls of AGOA and be forced to pay duty like every other country that pays duty. Why should they get a benefit because they intend to undermine property rights? Unacceptable. Did Secretary Winken, Blinken, and Nod mention this to Naledi Pandor? I doubt it. What about the racist legislation in South Africa that prevents South Africans from competing for tenders with the government unless they give a majority ownership of their firm to someone with darker skin pigmentation? Now, not only is that vile and disgusting, it's also stupid, and it causes immense loss of capital and immense distress for those who are interested in foreign direct investment. Why put your money in a country where you have to give away your company? That sounds like Zimbabwe with its indigenization law a few years ago. What am I talking about? Well, just this past week, ICASA, the folks responsible for communications in South Africa for the government, threatened Starlink, Elon Musk's startup with satellites in space to deliver high-speed internet for rural consumers around the planet and those not able to hook up to the network. They have threatened them that they must sell or give away 30% of their South African operation or they won't be allowed to operate in South Africa. Why? It's racist. You have to give it to a majority black-owned firm, 30%. Why? That's an American company. Did Secretary Winken, Blinken, and Nod talk to them about that, about the South African government seeking to shake down American-based companies? I doubt that. And what about the $4.3 billion loan that the International Monetary Fund made available to South Africa in August of last year? Some transparency on where that money went might have been a good discussion topic for Secretary Winken, Blinken, and Nod. And I think that Naledi Pandor would be hard-placed to explain to him where that money went because nobody knows. What about South Africa's continuing violence? It's an incredibly violent place, dangerous to go to with 60 murders per day on average. Brazen daylight, cash in transit robberies with automatic weapons shooting at people with the intent to kill them and steal from them. We've seen this repeatedly in Gauteng province, in Johannesburg, in Pretoria, in broad daylight, putting the public at risk. How does this gangster state behavior play when it comes to foreign policy? Good question. And what about farm murders in South Africa and rural violence? Is that a topic of discussion for Winken, Blinken, and Nod? And since they talked about vaccine for the pandemic, here's a real good question. Aspen Pharmaceutical, which makes generic drugs and has been doing it for a long time, very successful firm, a South African-based pharmaceutical company. Why is Aspen still not producing vaccine under license 6 months after India and China have done so? Why is Aspen not up to the task? Where was the South African Ministry of Health? Where were the South African leaders a year ago talking to the Trump administration to become part of Operation Warp Speed so that when there was a vaccine available, they would be ready? You could have offered people for tests. You could have offered facilities. You could have been involved and put scientists in this, doing remote research. No, You just sat on your duff, and here we are now 6 months afterwards, and South Africa still can't get the vaccines that it needs. There's a good topic when you're talking about global production. Ask why South Africa's fallen on its duff. 6 months after India and China, we're still waiting for them to do it. Tigray, it's not South Africa's issue. Mozambique, South Africa's issue. All these other things, wink and blink and a nod, talk to Naledi Pandor about, really are not the issue at hand. The issue at hand is South Africa's useless governance and the ANC's kleptocracy that is now entrenched and going nowhere. Almost daily, we hear of new corruption cases, but of course, we don't hear of any convictions. We just hear about new allegations and new charges filed in South Africa. The rot is extensive in the African National Congress. They disgrace the liberation movement. They are a stain on the liberation movement at this time, and it will take a lot of work for them to regain their credibility. Well, folks, there you have it. U.S. Secretary of State, our foreign secretary, Anthony Blinken, met with South Africa's foreign minister from Durco, and that's Naledi Pandor, today in London, about a number of issues, none of which are related to South Africa, all of which are two powers, a global power and a regional power, sticking their nose in other people's business and not looking at their own problems. There you have it, folks. Thanks a lot. If you're not a subscriber, hey, become one. This is the new channel.